الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تتمنوا ما فضل الله به بعضكم على بعض للرجال نصيب مما اكتسبوا وللنساء نصيب مما اكتسبنا واسألوا الله من فضله إن الله كان بكل شيء عليما. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. With regard to this ayat and the teachings of it, first we will just translate it, and then the occasion when these ayat were revealed, and then the relevance of it to our present times and how important it is to understand it. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not envy, do not pursue those things which you are not given, which Allah has given others preference over you. Somebody has been given something, somebody has been given something, so do not now pursue that which you have not been given and which is not in your control. Don't fall behind those things. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. For men is that what they endeavor for and they achieve and acquire, they will get that. And for women is that what they will endeavor and they will make effort for and what they will achieve. وَاسْأَلُوا اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. And ask Allah Ta'ala of His fadl, of His kindness. In other words, those things which are possible for you, which are within your means, make dua for that and make effort for that. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah is perfectly knowledgeable. Whom Allah has given what, He knows who to give and who not to give, who to give how much, when to give, how to give. Everything is perfect. So understand that point and accept Allah's wisdom, Allah's great knowledge, and Allah Ta'ala's great love for His creation. He has given the best to everyone, so be content with that. This ayat was revealed on the occasion when Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that man get double share in inheritance, and also man have got lot of other preference over woman. Allah has given man many distinctive qualities which women have not got. Her object was not to object and find fault in the Quran, a'udhu billah. That was not the case at all. But what her desire was, that if I was a man, then I should also have got all those virtues. But Allah has made me a woman, so I can't get all those virtues which man get. On one occasion, another lady, Sahabiya, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that men make jihad, and they've got lot of other distinctive qualities. For Jamaat namaz they go, Jum'ah namaz they go, many other things which are exclusive for men. In other words, she also meant that if I was a man, I could also have got all this. On another occasion, one lady told Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that men get double the share of inheritance of woman. And also, the evidence of woman is half of that of man. When evidence have to be given, then according to Shariat, one man's evidence or two women. In other words, two women are equal to one man, so they are half of man. On that, this ayat was revealed and gave the answers to these questions that they had. And from here we learn that we should learn our deen. We should come to know our deen, and then all these things that today people want to change their gender, etc. People want to do all the funny Kong Fong things and all that, there won't be any question of that. All has come in our deen and it has been explained to us already. So with regard to Hazrat Umm Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha's question, that she said that men get double the share and they've got lot of other privileges. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says that وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not have the desire for those things which Allah ta'ala has given to certain people preferentially over others. What Allah has fixed and given, don't now fall behind. The desire comes in a person, and lot of desires come in a person. And a person doesn't mean that what desires come, we fulfill those desires. We are not the slaves of our desires. Our desires did not create us. Our desires do not give us our rosy. Our desires do not see to our needs. When we die, we're not going to return to our desires. Those are just our desires. So what comes just on its own, this is Allah's great kindness, we won't be taken to task for that. But now when it comes, and as Allah says in the Quran Sharif, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا زُيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ وَالْبَنِينَ وَالْقَنَاطِيرِ. All these things, wrong things, Allah has put as a test for us. So those desires will come into us. All the wrong desires also. It's by your car, if you have got no accelerator, then that car is not going to move at all. And you've got an accelerator, and you've got a very a turbo, a very powerful engine, that you just put your foot down on the accelerator, and like a bullet, it just shoots front. Then that is there, you need it, then it will move. But well, if you have got so much power, you need power brakes also. You need, when it's necessary, to put your car in gear also. Put your hand brakes also on. So the desires will be there. When they are in the right direction, no problem. But when they are, and everything is safe around you, you can move with speed towards Allah Ta'ala. But when it's the wrong desires, then that is dangerous. Then Allah has given you your power brakes also. And Allah has given you your hand brakes also. And put your car in gear also. Don't do anything wrong. So desires everyone will have. And that is the test which Allah Ta'ala has put. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair, Rahimahumullah, says that don't even make dua that Allah must remove the wrong desire. Sometimes we feel that no wrong thought must come in my mind. If you make that dua and your dua is accepted, your progress spiritually will stop. Because your progress spiritually is when you have the desire and you don't act upon it. That is when you go front. And the more stronger your desire, and the more you put down your foot on the power brake, the more you go by leaps and bounds towards Allah Ta'ala. And the Hazrat explained, if you go to the Qabristan and you tell the people of the Qabr that what pious people ye are, they are ye. They forget making any bidnazri, looking at women, etc. They don't even have the desire of looking. But they can't, they are dead. Hey, that command is for those people who are living. And you can look and you have the means, but you don't look then. So the desires, they are, Allah, they will come. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should tell Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, such thoughts come to our mind that we feel we would rather commit suicide. And what terrible thoughts come to our mind. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, is that happening already? Are you getting such thoughts? That is actual iman. That those bad thoughts are coming and you are worried about it. So these thoughts will come, but now to pursue them. Just on their own they come, we are not responsible also. But now to entertain them, pursue them, now to think that I must go for an operation, I'm a woman, I must become a man, or I'm a man, I must become a woman, or anything like that is totally haram. That is not permissible at all. And in fact, now those things, what are the things which are not in our control? For example, a person is born as an Arab. It was not his choice at all. He is born as a Chinese, as an Indian, as an African, as a European, as an American. So if you are not in one of the group, now don't wish I was an Arab. Don't wish I was a Sayyid. You are not a Sayyid, don't wish for that. Don't wish I should have been an African, I should have been an American. That is beyond yours. And many other things. To be tall or short was not in our choice. To have a dark complexion or a light complexion. To be beautiful or not to be beautiful. All these things are not in our control. And so now the thought will come that if I was beautiful, if I had a good, strong, big body, etc., the thought will come. But now what it's not in your share, it's not in your control, don't pursue those things. Eh? And the example of that is when you want to pursue such things which is in vain and which is useless. It's like it's very cold. The weather is cold. You have got warm clothes. But now you're complaining of the weather. Very cold. I'm shivering. I don't want to stay here in the high felt. The cold winters are very, very dry and very severe. I'd rather go and stay somewhere else. But you've got warm clothing. Oh, the right thing is use your warm clothing. Save yourself from the weather, etc. So those things which are not in your control, don't pursue those things. Don't go behind them. If you will go behind them, then there will be two things that will be happen. One of two things, or perhaps both. One is you'll fall in a state of depression. Oh, I'm not like this person. I'm not an Arab. I'm not a Sayyid. I'm not this. I'm not that, etc. I'm not an Indian. I'm not a white. I'm not a black. All that you. And you cannot do anything about it. So you will just go into a depression. And you will lose hope in life also. That since I'm not like that, so now life has got nothing for me. Life got nothing to offer for me. If I should have been born as a white, then I should have been something. If I should be born as an Arab, I should have been something. Also, in this also, is many of us, though this is not exactly as the same as that, but our childhood, many of us, we did not have a good childhood. Hey, we had difficult times. Perhaps our parents also, perhaps they were really very harsh on us also. Perhaps they did not give us a good education also. They deprived us also. All those things must not keep us back also. We will unnecessarily just be brooding about it all the time. And do what you can do. The owner of Apple, this computer company Apple, he was a Syrian refugee. But he worked his way up and he's the owner of this Apple company, where he reached. And we constantly come across instances of many people who were so disadvantaged. But what they could do, wasallullaha min fadli. What they could do, they chose those things. Even non-Muslims. And they worked their way up the ladder. And from where? From we hear a lot of, from rags to riches. That they had nothing whatsoever, where they reached. They had no knowledge whatsoever. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. When you were born, you knew absolutely nothing. But waj'ala lakum as-sam'a wal-absar wal-afida. All the tools of acquiring knowledge Allah gave you. You did not have it. And you say, I was disadvantaged. Nobody is born a great person. Somebody asked somebody in your town, were any big people born, great people? So he said, no, in our town only babies are born. So when a person is born, he's a baby, he knows nothing also. He has got nothing. But now make effort. Was'alullah min fadli. What is within your means? What is what you can do? Seek that from Allah Ta'ala. So in that way, a person will move up. So many people who were disadvantaged with the apartheid in our country also. But they worked their way, they became something. And those who said that now the apartheid is here and they are depriving us, you know, opportunities they are giving us. Those people just stayed drowned in their complaints and in their gloom and in their sorrow. They just drowned in that. But those who made effort even in those days of apartheid and they acquired knowledge, etc. In fact, Mandela himself, how much he studied when he was in jail also. And what and what. So when the opportunity is there, then use those opportunities. So all this that what Allah Ta'ala has brought for us, so let us use it to the right. Don't fall behind those things that we cannot do. Those things which are not in our means. If my complexion is dark, I don't fall behind. How many people want to now? They want to lighten their complexion, and how many people who are light? They want to tan themselves. They will go and lay on the beach and tan themselves. People who are short, they will wear high heels and will make themselves tall. No, all those things what Allah has meant for you, be satisfied with that and endeavor in those things which you can do. Whatever you can do, Allah has given you the tools of knowledge, use them now. Allah Ta'ala has given you the opportunity to become righteous, to make your islah. So do that now. Don't say that my islah cannot be made now. That is the field that Allah has kept open. And every person can endeavor and move forward in that field. So your akhlaq, correct your akhlaq, your character. Acquire the knowledge of deen. Move forward, understand, gain the marifat of Allah. Gain the love of Allah. Ta'alluq with Allah, tabaruk wa ta'ala. All those things man should engage and try and find what he can. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ. Do not pursue those things which Allah has given to some as preference over others. Maulana Fuad Simai, who is still living in Cape Town, he writes that his father, this must be in the 1930s, his grandfather, or maybe his great-grandfather, he used to, quite a few other interesting things also he has taught, but one thing he said that he made one of his sons a tailor, and another he made a street sweeper. Why you made me a street sweeper? Why you made me a tailor? But in spite of that, in that what he made them, it was his foresight, his trust and his seeing their capabilities, both of them became extremely successful. And in fact, for the street sweeper, and he said you worked for the Cape Town municipality in those days, long before even apartheid days, actual apartheid days, long before. And he said that you will have the best. And he, as a street sweeper, the number of times he went for Hajj and Umrah, which rich people could not go. And he went and with luxurious Hajj and Umrah, not just scraping and just with somehow managing, but very comfortable Hajj and Umrah, Allah had blessed him. So if we are content with what Allah has given us, and we work in that domain which is in our field, don't do that which you can't do. How much we can do? The doors were locked for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He couldn't go out. But what he could do was run till the door. And when he ran till the door, Allah opened not only that lock. Allah opened his whole life and he became the minister of Egypt. Allah blessed him with Nabuwat also. Allah blessed him with his family coming from Canaan back also. So in all these matters, what we can do, we must endeavor and we must work towards doing that, what we can do. So in that way, a person will find that Allah will give him success. He will move forward also. So Allah says, وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوْ مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضَكُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. Do not desire. Just the natural desire comes, that is on its place, no problem. It's not sinful. But don't pursue it now. That which is not in your control. Like to be tall or short, to be born as an Indian or to be born as an American, or that's not in you. Don't now fall behind that. Don't just discuss that all the time. And now you just groaning and moaning about it, all that. That's finished. You are what you are, accept what you are. And that was the answer for Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha. That Allah made you, He did not make you a man, He made you a woman. So now don't desire that. Don't even have that thought. Similarly, anyone today who is a woman, they must not. The thought might come, if I was a man, I could also go for jihad. I also go for good, many other things I can do. But you're not a man, so don't try and become a man. Don't complain about it. What is carrying on? All this fong things, X, Y, G, V, all these things of these people. Don't, we, a Muslim doesn't go in those things. We accept what Allah has made up. وَلَا تَتَمَنَّوا مَا فَضَّلَ اللَّهُ بِهِ بَعْضُكُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ لِلرِّجَالِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبُوا وَلِلنِّسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. This was the answer for the other lady who said that men get double inheritance, that man's evidence is double that of woman, and men get double inheritance. So Allah says, you don't worry. What effort? So she asked also, that does this mean that on Qiyamah day, women are only going to get half of what they do? Because yeah, they are half to men in inheritance also, and even in giving evidence, they are half. So Qiyamah day, all their reward will also be half. So Allah said, no. Men will get what they endeavored for and worked for, they will get full that. Women, what they endeavored for and what they made effort for, they will get the full. وَلِن نِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. What they earned and they worked for, which was within their means, they will get the full reward. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ مِنْ فَضْلِ. And what is in your domain, ask Allah of that. Ask Allah Ta'ala to make you an alim. That is within you. Ask Allah Ta'ala, don't complain that when we were small, there were no Darul Ulooms. So we didn't have the opportunity. Don't, now you yourself can still become. A 90-year-old man in America asked an alim that please attend my Hibs graduation on this Sunday. 90-year-old man. So it is within your means, you can do it. So endeavor in that field. To become an alim, to become a hafiz, how many people at what ages? So what is within your domain, do those things. And endeavor in those fields. Don't, what you can't do, this is man's nature also. He groans and moans of the things that he can't do. There is an escapist excuse and way out. That he just makes himself happy and trying to justify himself in front of other people that I didn't have the opportunity, I was deprived, etc. No, that should, what you can do, a wise person and a person who will, which, for whom there is success, what is within his means, he will work in that. And Allah's help comes, مَنْ تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا. A person who goes a little bit towards Allah in the different forms, Allah comes in leaps and bounds towards him. So we must do what we can do in any and all fields. وَسْأَلُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah Ta'ala is fully aware of everything. So when this is the case, then all this fitna that is there, which is for non-believers, unfortunately, they don't have Quran and Hadith. They don't have the guidance for us. And Allah made the lives of the Sahaba such that they did such things that so that the laws of Islam could be physically and practically made known and everyone could know. So they had this desire. Like for example, the lady who committed adultery, so that the law of punishment of adultery could be seen in the ummah. That was not befitting at all for the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it be shown to the ummah practically in his life. So Allah chose the Sahaba for that. And then her tawbah was such that if it was spread over the people of Medina Sharif, it was enough for all of them. Allah cleansed them purely, made them pure. So this also, there's desires which came in the Sahabiyat, so that we could learn a lesson till Qiyamah also. That if this, and many more desires do come in our hearts also. And these desires, like for example, which is quite common with young people, homosexuality. It comes into a person, and young people do get involved in it also, but now don't pursue what Allah has made haram, don't go in that field. Make the effort to come out of it. Don't say that this is my desire, and what your desire is, you must be allowed to fulfill. If people are all allowed to fulfill their desires, the world will become animals, all heaven become animals. But Allah, in fact, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلُّ. They are like animals and even worse than animals also. So this is that when we want to just follow our desires, desires will be there. But then at the same time, we are commanded to control those desires and to put them in the right direction. Whatever you have, you like to do things for name and fame. And our Buzurgs, Allah reward them, have taught us so well that izala maqsood nahi hai, imala maqsood hai. Izala is not to eradicate that quality, not to remove it. You like to do things for name and fame, so don't remove that. That's a good quality. Imala, change the direction. Show to Allah Ta'ala. Instead of showing the people, show Allah that I will make so much ibadat, I will do this, I will go for jihad, I will spend 2 years in jamaat, I will do this. Do it sincerely, show it to Allah. Sincerity means to show it fully to Allah. Don't show it to mankind. Man can't pay you for it. Man can't do anything. Allah will pay you. Man, perhaps some on your face will praise you, and then it's the end of the story. Allah will praise you and give you the returns forever and ever. Whatever you do for Allah Ta'ala, forever and ever. You have got anger in you. Don't use your anger wrongly on your wife for small dunya things, little mistakes. Use your anger when people break the laws of Allah. And when we don't do it, use it in the right place, we are using it in the wrong place. Hardly any of us show our anger when the law of Allah is broken. There we make sabr. Whereas on dunya things, we should make sabr. And when the law of Allah is broken, then there a person should actually get angry there. So your anger also, it's not to be removed, it's to be in the right direction. You have got love as a quality you have. You like to show your love. By all means, show your love. That love doesn't have to be removed from your life, but show it in the right place. Show it to your wife. Show it to your children. Show it to the righteous people. Where love has to be shown, show your love in that direction. You like to stay awake at night. Your nature, that you stay awake at night. You don't have to remove that quality. Use it now in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So it must go in the right direction. So all these funny things which the people, the enemies who are enemies of themselves, enemies of mankind, that now I want to become, I'm a woman, I want to become a man, and I want to go for an operation also, and change my gender also, that is, it's not within your capacity, don't fall behind that. Do all what you can do. And woman, وَلِلْنِسَاءِ نَصِيبٌ مِّمَّا اكْتَسَبْنَا. They will get a full share of all the good that they did. And there are those women who surpass man by far and far. Hazrat Maryam alayhi salam, Hazrat Asiya, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, and many, many women. And today also there are those women who, they are not deprived by Allah Ta'ala in their field and their domain. They work and they are far more superior than millions of men also. They don't have to become men. Remaining as women and doing their work, they reach far, far stages. Those very women, the Afghani women, who taught Iman to their children, who gave them ta'aleem of Quran and Hadith, by which they defeated all the superpowers of that various times, those women are getting all that rewards. They didn't have to become men to do that. They remained as women, and in that domain of theirs, they achieved all these great things. And no man has to become a woman either. You don't have to go for any operation or try and change your gender and your sex, etc. No, everyone remains what he is. And what is in his domain, he must move forward. Now the very important aspect in this that we should keep in mind, that who are these people who are promoting all this this evil and this fitna and this kung fong things of this, the XYGB, whatever of the evil things, who are they? Is it the government? It's not really the government. The governments are victims of those people who are promoting it. The governments have been either they have been bought out, they are sellouts, or they are all types of bribes they have been put in front of them, the leaders in the government circles, and then they have submitted to that, or they are coerced into it. So they are not the ones. Is it the public? The public, if we go and see whether it is Christian people also, the real actually Christian people also had great morals. Their dressing also was very, very decent, very, very. In fact, there were those, their kings and leaders, their wives were in parda. They had veils also, everything they had. Is it the black people? The black traditional people also have got great morals. And they also cannot tolerate their young women, how they are dressing, how they are behaving. They also, their traditional values, ancestral values, also they are very moral, and they've got great values. So we shouldn't make them our targets and push them away. We should understand that they have fallen victim, and after falling victim, they've been used to promote all these things. And unfortunately, that appears in the Muslims also. Though a true Muslim can never subscribe to these things. To all these funny things, a true Muslim can never ever subscribe to it. So the Muslim people, though there are many people who are just using false propaganda, and they are using Muslim names, whereas there is nothing like that. That this Muslim has now changed his gender, that woman, that man has changed, and that they are writing themselves that now I'm happy I'm a woman, or I'm happy I'm a man or something. In most cases it's just false. And they are just using this. For a true Muslim, a Muslim cannot do such a thing. So who is this? Our actual enemy is Shaitan. And he uses his agent. And we must see that we don't become those agents. All the Muslim people, no Muslim must become an agent of Shaitan. And in fact, even a Christian should not become a Christian, an agent of Shaitan. Even the local black people, even if they are following their ancestral religion, in these matters also, they should not become the agents of Shaitan. We should see to true, correct morals, correct ways. So we should understand that this all, Allah Ta'ala, is just one big fitna, and the real solution to it is which Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, that any batil and wrong which you want must be taken away. It must be annihilated. It must take out. Just don't talk about it. And just talk about the right things. Talk about sublimity, about purity, goodness in character, honesty, and to have good qualities. All those that will talk, what you talk about will flourish in the people. So if you're going to talk about these bad things, and when we take all their names, what they use and that, we are, without understanding, realizing, we are promoting their agenda. And when what all their plans they got, and which months they say are their prime months, when we talk about that, we are promoting their things. We must promote the truth. Speak about the truth, the good qualities, bring goodness into people. In that way, the good will spread in the world. What you're going to talk about, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Rahmatullah Ali said, If you want to spread deen through what we call today now technology, he said technology will spread, deen will not spread. And whatever form you use the TV, you use videos, whatever form, those things will spread. But deen will not spread. And we all can see that first we had a bayans on cassette, on reels. Then it went on to cassette. Then it went on to CD. And then it went on to the stick and all that. Now people have got 200 bayans on one stick and they don't listen to one bayan. And when there wasn't any of this and a bayan is going to take place, they make sure they are there. Because you can't hear it on a CD, you can't hear it on a tape, I must be there to hear, listen. And that made the true deen spread. And the quality of those people's deen and the quality of our deen with all our technology is completely opposite. And so, this is a very important aspect at this time, that we don't fall prey to all these evils which are there or so open. We must, and the other very, very important thing also, to combat all this, we must not keep quiet. Spread the truth. When we don't talk about the truth, if you don't want to condemn the evil, Nahya anil munkar is also a command. But if we speak about the truth, we shy away. Wherever some discussion like this, a wedding occasion or any other social occasion, family gathering, etc., we say, I kept quiet, I didn't want any argument. But they are talking the wrong things and they're not worried of any arguments or anything. We who got the truth, we are worried of, there mustn't be an argument. So we are concealing the truth. And this is a very dangerous thing. The concealment of the truth is a very big punishment for the Bani Israel. When they concealed the truth, they did not speak about it, Allah's la'nat came upon them. The curses of Allah Ta'ala. Any person who knows the truth and he does not speak the truth, he conceals the truth, Allah's curses and la'nat, and the curse of Allah comes down upon such a person. So, and that is not only for the ulama. It's very easy for the public to blame the ulama, that the ulama are not speaking the truth. And very easy for the ulama to blame the public, that nobody speaks the truth. Everyone is responsible. The ulama in their field and in their capacity, they are responsible. And if they don't do this duty, they will be responsible for that. And as a father, as a mother, as the head of a family, many times there are many people whom Allah has given this prestige, that of the family, he is the family head. And people listen to him. It's his duty also. Everyone's duty. كُلُّكُمْ رَاعٍ وَكُلُّكُمْ مَسْؤُولٌ أَرْرَعِيَّتِهِ. Everyone is a shepherd and everyone will be questioned about his herd. So we are everyone responsible. If we to promote the right thing and we talk about the right thing, ask ourselves as a father, as a mother, as a responsible person, it's not only Maulana's duty on Jummah when he makes bayan or some other occasion. When did I tell my children about salat? When did I speak to them about decent dressing? They dress correctly. One lady, very pious lady, passed away, very, very pious. But before she became pious, on one occasion, she bought a skirt, which afterwards became normal dress for everyone. But those days, it was not Muslim dressing to wear a skirt. When her father saw it, he took it and he cut it up all in pieces. So he did his duty. And finally, she became a very pious lady. And she became a source of hidayat for so many people. So when did we tell about our children about honesty? When did we speak to them about anything? Yes, other things we'll take them for an outing. We'll take them for a drive. We'll take them for an excursion. We'll take them to go and see monkeys in the zoo. That we have got time for. We'll take them for other things. But to tell them something about deen, we don't do it. And that is really the pious who we would like to think we are pious. Or people think us of pious, we are not doing it. What can we expect other people to do it? So if we want deen to come alive, and we want the correct deen, till today, and it's a clear cut injunction of the Quran Sharif, Ja al-Haq وزهق الباطل. As soon as the haq comes, batil just vanishes. We don't have to become bad or anything. Just bring the haq alive. And batil just vanishes. And a simple example by which all of us can understand, which our elders give, is that, for example, in the morning, the muazzin comes to the masjid. Normally, he's the first person. Masjid is dark. And if he has to start fighting with the darkness, that you darkness, you are bad, and I can't see, and people want to read Quran, get out from here, and you give big bayan, or you come with machine guns here to try and shoot and get rid of the darkness. You don't have to do any of that. Just press the one button, and the light goes on. And where the darkness instantly, where it just vanishes, gone, not even in thin air, it's gone into oblivion, there's nothing left of it. Just bring the light. So in the same way, if we want righteousness in the world, we don't have to fight about these people, and we don't have to call them names, and we don't have to go against them. We just work to bring the truth and the righteousness. And that was what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's effort was. Ya Yuhannas, قولوا لا إله إلا الله تفلحوا. Just say لا إله إلا الله. Let the truth come, and all unsuccess and all failure, everything will just vanish. Every form of success will come. So Allah give us this understanding that we work towards this, that all this evil that there is, it is totally haram in Islam, and we must not pursue. The other thing is, we will lose hope. We will become despondent if we pursue those things which are not in our domain. The other thing that will happen is that we will become jealous of other people. And all we will end up is bickering about them and backbiting about them. And we'll be jealous, and whatever little good deeds if we have, that also we will wash away. So don't fall into that at all. Don't backbite about them. Don't try and bring them down. Don't make bad dua for them also. What we have to do is that we stay away from all haram. And we bring the truth, and we speak and make effort for the truth. If we make effort in that direction, when the truth will come, the batil will just evaporate. It will just vanish. There will be no sign of it whatsoever. May Allah give us all proper understanding and to work in the right direction, inshallah.